couple things you may have noticed there, or maybe it's just my mind. Did anybody take notice of how beautiful the woman's dormitory was? Anybody notice what the men's look like? Am I the only one that saw that? And I like how he kept sticking in there about every so often, needs help for completion. Matthew writes what Jesus said. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." I don't know Charles. I have met him once before, sat across the table from him. I know what goes on because I get the word about it. I don't know him at all that well. But I do know this. He is my brother. And for whatever he does down there, I pray. And as I came into this church a little over 4 years ago, I learned about it. And I learned about missions. And I learned about what having a heart for it meant. And while I don't know you 100%, I know you. And I look forward to hearing your message today so that we may yet again know you, Charles, and what you have done and what God has brought in your life. Would you come up here, please? Have prayer with me. Father in heaven, upon this brother, I ask for your guidance and direction, and that his message today falls on us openly and we receive it like a sponge. We draw it in, we hold on to it, and then we share it. Thank you for him. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to take the opportunity to thank you all for your prayers and your support over the years. Pastor Paul Letterman and the leadership of Long Meadow Church of the Brethren for the support that you have given over the years. We came into contact with Long Meadow in 1988 when Pastor Joe, who was then the pastor here, came to Ezeama with Pastor Graham. So we've traveled a long way. And God has really used you to bless the work there. I want to thank you all for prayers, and some of you helped me to go to college in Canada to get trained in the things that the Lord has called us into, and returned back in Ghana in 1995 to do a work that we have not even thought of. We had an idea, but how it has grown is just the Lord. And we thank you for your prayers and your support. You saw the president of Ghana coming to my village and presenting a bus to the school. And nursing school, women's dormitory, was also built by the president, his predecessor, for the school. So we thank the Lord for the opportunity that he has placed in all of our lives, in reaching our people with the gospel and training them to reach the medical needs of the people in Ghana. In 1994, a team from here came to Ghana and helped build the first building on the site. of 52 acres of land. And Jimmy and Daddy Snodderly, who is not here, is home with the Lord. And Daddy Johnny, they all came and was a great blessing to the work there. And I thank God for this church, for prayers and support for the many mom and dads he has given me here. And a dad that I didn't have, now I have many dads. And I thank you for taking me into your home, to your heart, and into your family to be a blessing to the work in Ghana, West Africa. Thank you very much, church. Pray God's blessing upon you and the work that is going on in Ghana. Currently, you saw the orphanage in this church. Actually raised a lot of money to build this orphanage, and you saw the structure, how it is, and taking the children into that home, giving them a place to live and a hope for the future, and also to train them on the site, to go to school, go to church, taking care of their medical needs and physical needs, and above all their spiritual needs. And we thank God for your prayers and support. And you saw the motorbikes in the one of the rooms. Those motorbikes are used to train the nurses. And actually, you train them how to ride a motorbike, because they go to the villages, and that is the only means of transport in the villages. And also, we last time I was here, we're talking about motorbikes for pastors, and one was bought in memory of that is Natalie, is presented to Pastor Odami, his friend, and we've presented four motorbikes to four pastors that are going to the villages and reaching out to the lost in Christ's name. Currently we have 22 branch churches in 20 in Ghana and two in the Ivory Coast. And Ivory Coast is having some political problem, and a lot of people are being killed, and currently 30 pastors have been killed. So we have to call our pastors home to Ghana. And the leaders have taken care of the church, and we hope things will cool down so that they go back to the work that God has called them in Ivory Coast. Last year we started one in Bassam, so we have two churches there. And a lot of refugees from Ivory Coast entering into Ghana because of the turmoil that is happening in that region. And so we will encourage you to pray for them. Pray for Ivory Coast, La Côte d'Ivoire. Amen. And we thank the Lord for what is happening in the nursing school. We started with 25 students, and now we have 687 students in the school. And the class that you saw is just one class. And actually, a little crowded in there, but that's the way we do it. Praise the Lord. So we want to thank you for the prayers and for your support. And the, sometimes I'm not used to some of these things. And all right. Okay. The primary school and the junior secondary school is also doing well. And but there are some challenges. And the Lord never said it's going to be easy. And he didn't say it's going to be pie in the sky. I learned this here. Praise the Lord. There are going to be challenges. But in all these challenges, God is able to sustain us and take us through those challenges for his glory and for his honor. Praise the Lord. So we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your support. And I look forward to the time that another team will come from here to visit Ghana. And I lay that burden on Pastor Letterman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. So, the work is going on The message is being preached. Communities are being reached with the gospel. Pastors are being trained to pastor those community churches, village churches. And you saw the pastors there. We had an ordination service for the pastors. And we thank God for their lives and their commitment to the work in Ghana, West Africa. We praise the Lord for all that is happening there in Ghana. Pray for Ghana, because next year we go for another election. And you know, politicians, they talk, but they do little. And sometimes they talk and they do different things. And we went, now they strike oil in Ghana. And it's a U.S. company that is drilling the oil now. They're pumping the oil. And we're praying that it will flicker down onto the people, right, to not end up in few pockets. And but it will really help the economy to grow and develop the nation. And you saw my town. Did you see Food Lion on the street? Yeah, it's Food Lion. If you want your fruit, that's where you go. You get your food, fruits and stuff like that. And you saw some of the mud huts and some of the churches there that is made out of sticks. It's fully air conditioned. Fully air conditioned. It's got no windows, no doors. So the air is blowing, so it's fully nyanya. Praise the Lord. And some of the church you saw with the bamboo, you saw the bamboo there. And eventually they will start to build their church building. But when we set a church, that's what we do. We put up a structure, a temporary structure for them. And as they grow and they develop, they are able to slowly build their own temple and worship there. So we look forward for a team to come from here, from Hagerstown, and the work that you have started to come and look. It is good to see it in the video, but actually it's great to be there yourself and be able to talk to people, encourage people, strengthen people, and help in any way, shape, or form. So thank you, church, for your prayers and for your support. I realize that there'll be it's a carry-on service, and therefore I can wind up in 1 hour and I can preach in 1 hour. So that we're going to be doing it for 2 hours and then we'll go down and eat and go home and sleep. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I remember Pastor Green came here and preached. And you know, that's the time that the time clock got to change, and they didn't change it. He preached more than an hour, over an hour. Praise God. I'm not going to do that because I want to come back. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I want to share in the next couple few minutes scripture from 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And I want to read verse 1 to 8 to give us a gist of the story that we would like to share and encourage ourselves in the word that the Lord has in for us this morning. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1 to 8. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And had taken the women captives that were therein, they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam and Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar, the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. The Lord, he will speak to us, encourage us, strengthen us, as we worship you and serve you with all of our lives. In Christ's name. We live in the Word. I want to share a little bit from this scripture, and I have titled this message, This Too Shall Pass. This Too Shall Pass. We live in a world full of diverse kinds of problems. We are faced with diverse kinds of problems. We are bombarded by issues of life, various things that come against us, our families, affliction and disease, sicknesses attacking our bodies, the enemy attacking our minds, and the different things. Should I turn this off? I turn it off. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Good. Yeah. Amen. Affliction of disease and sickness of our bodies, and issues with our businesses, issues with our children, our grandchildren, issues with marriage issues, marital problems that we all go through, and physical problems. And sometimes we don't even know what to do when the issues of life come against us so hard, hits us in our chest, and our spirits even run away from us, and we get discouraged and disillusioned, and sometimes we want to give up life. We live in the world that problems and issues will never be extinguished. It's always going to be with us. And until Jesus comes, those issues that come against us will always be there. We live in a world that sometimes you get mental problems, psychological problems that comes against us and our bodies and stuff like that. But sometimes you try to do your best and then you fall flat on your face. And some of these things happened to David. And the Bible said, and David was a man of God, a man that was helping Saul in many different ways. And Saul, when they sung unto Saul, David, that Saul has killed thousands, and David has killed 10,000s, he got angry and bitter against David and sought for him to be killed. And in many different directions, David had to run away from Saul. And he ended up in the camp of the Philistines. And in this chapter, chapter 30, verse 1, down the whole chapter, talking about David and his life there, the Philistines went to war, and David came also. But not being a Philistine, but a Jew, they decided that he returned to the camp, and because they don't know whether he's going to turn against them. And therefore, David returned to the camp. So when David and his troop had returned to Ziklag, what they saw was terrible, because the Amalekites have come into Ziklag and have raided the city, burned it down, and took captives their men, women, and children, and took them away and burned the city down. You know, sometimes you're working for the Lord, and issues of life come against you and you don't even know what to do. And this is exactly what happened. He's trying to do his best to help the people, and the enemy was trying to destroy what he has built over the years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When David returned, calamity had fallen upon them. Glory to God. They carried away his sons, daughters, wives, children, and burned the city. Have you ever done something for the Lord or doing something for the Lord? And all of a sudden something comes against you. And it's like what you're doing is not good, or it's not profitable, or it's useless. Or maybe trying to help in the choir, or trying to help in Sunday school, or vacation Bible school, and you know, something comes against you and it's like you get discouraged and want to give up. This too shall pass. We're all going through problems. I'm going through a lot of problems myself. I should stand before you, but it shall pass. Hallelujah. Everything tried to turn against you. And Paul had a thorn in his flesh. And he told the Lord, "Lord, take it away from me." And the Lord said, "No." Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's exactly what we all face in life. And when the Bible says, when David came and saw that the sea had been raided and burnt down, they all began to weep. They cried. And sometimes crying is good. It heals the soul. It heals the body. And sometimes some people say men don't cry. Men really cry. Hallelujah. When you have to cry, you have to cry. Glory to God. And John chapter 11 verse 35, the Bible said Jesus wept. Amen. He wept over the sea and the unbelief of the people. He was weeping. He wept. Sometimes it's okay to cry. It's okay, man. It's okay to cry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's okay to weep. It's okay to mourn. Sometimes it brings relief. It redresses situations. It brings healing. And it takes away heaviness upon your heart and release your spirit and your soul. So it's good to cry. David cried like a baby. And they cried, and all the men that were with him, the Bible says they cried. Chapter verse 4. Until they had no more power in them. They cried so hard that until they had no more strength in their bodies. They are weak. They cried and cried until they had no more strength. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible says, for a great door, in 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9, a great door, an effectual door, is open unto me. But there are many adversaries. A great door is open to the church to go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom. A great door is open to the body of Christ, to young people, but there are many adversaries. And young people growing up today have a tough time because of all these pressures that comes against them. Hallelujah. It says that we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Hallelujah. We are troubled. We go through problems and situations that is beyond our control. We can't do nothing about it. He said, we are troubled on every side. Hallelujah. That is Paul talking to the Corinthians. Chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, 2 Corinthians. You are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And sometimes we go through life like this. With trouble everywhere. You turn to the left, there's trouble. Turn to the right, there's trouble. You go to your friends, there's trouble. You go home, there's trouble. You go to the church, there's trouble. You go to work, there's trouble with your supervisor. Everywhere you turn, trouble everywhere. But Paul said, we are troubled on every side, but not distressed. Hallelujah. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Because the Bible says, when David saw all that has taken place and they did their crime, they strengthened themselves in the Lord. Hallelujah. This too shall pass. No matter what we're going through in life, at this time of our lives, it shall pass away. It shall also pass. And a new leaf will be turned unto us for his glory and for his honor. For my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. The grace of God strengthen us and build us up and encourage us and lift us up in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says David encouraged himself, and it's good to have encouragers in the church, in the house of God. When somebody is down, he doesn't need to be beaten again. He needs somebody that will come alongside him and encourage him and strengthen him and lift him up. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, the devil sought for you to sift you as wheat. He desired to have you and destroy and tear you apart. Glory to God. But I have prayed for thee that when you are converted, when you will come to yourself, strengthen the brethren. Hallelujah. We need people that will come along and strengthen the house of God, and pastors and leaders and people in certain positions in the general congregation. Now, people that will come and encourage and strengthen and build in the name of Jesus, not people that will come and tear down, destroy, and walk over things and push everybody away. Push away, I'm coming through. Push away, but say, come on, let's go together. Hallelujah. That's what we need in the house of the living God. We need people that will come along and say, you falling down, no way, no problem. Let me lift you up. Let me help you. Let me encourage you. Let me strengthen you. Let me build you up in the name of Jesus. This is what the Lord is waiting and looking for the church to do, to go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and help people, encourage people, strengthen people, and build people in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The enemy had desired to have you and to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee. That's why it's good to pray. And I love prayer warriors and people who pray. And I thank God for this church who have been praying for us these many years. Praying and praying and praying. And sending help and sending help. Hallelujah. Praying for the glory of God to come down. And when David had prayed and encouraged himself and strengthened himself, then he said, Abiathar, bring ye the ephod. Let's inquire of the Lord. Let's ask God what he wants us to do. Shall we pursue or shall we retire? Shall we sit down? Oh, glory to God. It's all good to seek the face of God, the direction of God. What is God have for you? What does God have for you? What does God in the midst of the situation that we are going through? Lord, what do you have for my life? Hallelujah. When we ask the Lord to show us the way and teach us of his ways. For without him we can do nothing. Amen. It is always important to seek the face of God and to seek his directions and leadership of what he wants you to do for your life. In Psalm 32 verse 8 he says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. We need God to direct us and lead us. When we come to a crossroad and we don't know what to do, that is the time we've got to lift up our eyes unto the Lord, from whence cometh our eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord, and seek his face and say, Lord, what should I do? Oh, glory to God. So it is not by might, not by power, it's by the Spirit of the living God. It is time for the church to come to the house of the living God and seek his face and his power and his glory and his directions and leadership and what he will have us to do. What do you want us to do, Lord? Hallelujah. And what do you want me to do with my life, oh God? At this time of my life that I'm going through so many problems and situations that come against me, Lord. What do you want me to do? Hallelujah. That is a time to seek God's face and God's directions and leadership in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. And David The Lord said to David, you go ahead. You have sought my face. I'm directing you. Go ahead. Because you shall recover all that you have lost. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And David and his troop, they went ahead and sought for the people that have come to burn the city and taking captives, their wives and children and sons and daughters. Oh, glory to God. And as they perceived, God directed them and brought them to them. And the Bible says, David recaptured all that they have lost. For he shall give, the Bible says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee. He will keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee in their hands. The devil take off your hands from my business. When your business is not doing well, that is what you got to do. Devil, take off your hands from my business. In the name of Jesus. Take off your hands from my family. Devil, take off your hands from my family, from my wife, from my children. And I pray today that the devil take off his hands from my marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. Devil, take off your hands. Hallelujah. From my family. Take off your hands from my marriage. Take off your hands from my business. Oh, glory to God. Take off your hands from the ministry. Devil, take off thy hands from my heart. Oh, glory to God. Take off thy hands from my children. It's time to speak to the enemy and say, enemy, you can't have this. Amen. Glory to God. You can't have it. Take off your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, the Bible says, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on this earth shall be loose in heaven. And I loose my family from the powers of darkness, from demonic oppression in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that the Lord God Almighty will encourage and strengthen us and build us up. And as a church, we shall rise with the power and the glory of God and do his work in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. For the Lord is our shepherd. And if the Lord is your shepherd, he will always lead you to the still waters. This is the way, walk ye in it. Oh, glory to God. You walk through the valley of the shadow of death because the Lord is your shepherd. You will fear no evil. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Because the Lord is your shepherd, you walk by your enemies. You prepare a table before you in the presence of thy enemies. And surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now I'm really winding up. But it's time to shut down. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Goodness and mercy shall follow you. Shall follow your home. It shall follow your family. It shall follow your children. It shall follow your grandchildren. It shall follow your ministry. It shall follow this church. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Glory! Hallelujah! Oh, glory. The devil wants to destroy us. He wants to destroy our families. He wants to destroy our children, our grandchildren. He takes them away from church. He puts them into the world. But the Bible says, because you are in the house of God, and the word that you have transferred unto them, it shall come alive again. It shall come alive again. They will come back to church in the name of Jesus. For goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Wherever you go, goodness shall follow you. You lay down to sleep, goodness is with you. You rise up from bed, goodness is with you. You go home, you go out for work, goodness is with you. You drive, goodness of God is with you. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. This too shall pass. Whatever you're going through, whatever I am going through, it shall pass. Because God said, I will recover all. You shall recover all that have been taken away from you. You shall recover all. You shall recover your hurt. You shall recover your children. You shall recover your grandchildren. You shall recover your business. You shall recover your family, your joy, your peace, the love that is in your heart. In Jesus' name. May the Lord encourage us and bless us and keep us in fellowship and relationship with him. That one day when he comes, as we work for him, he said to us, you have done well. Enter thou into the joy of thy Father. Amen.
What have you done?
Well, I don't have to stop.
have to stop.
We need to take up the other offering. We need to take up his offering.
Okay.
Okay.
While the ushers are preparing to take up the special offering, I had but one question to Pastor Charles, and that was every time he said, "We need a team to come down here, we need a team," kept looking at me. Can I get a couple of ushers to go back and gather up the plates there from Denny? Thank you, Marvin. Thank you, Glenn.
I would just like to say, if you're prepared to pay by check, Bud, our treasurer, asks that you make it out to Long Meadow Church of the Brethren, and then he will write one check to Charles Neon, and don't make it out to Word Alive Missions if you are prepared to have your check already made out. Make it out, he would prefer it made out to Charles Neon, please.
Go ahead, fellas. While they're taking that offering up, how do you put a measure on a blessing like that? Charles, it is, I don't know how to describe it. Let me try it from this angle. As a boy, one of my most favorite memories, the memory that always sets me in a mood of peace, was when we were having problems at the farm and I would kick the front door of the kitchen open. And my grandmother had just put a loaf of bread out of the oven cooling. Anybody else in here ever walked in on that fresh loaf? Regardless, you walk in, I done get kicked by a cow. My grandfather yelled at me for the 12th time, and I smelled that bread, and I knew everything would be okay. I hear that message, and I can only say to you, thank you for bringing it here. Amen!
Amen.
Let me say something. Go ahead. Get going again.
Praise the Lord. This, I pray that America was founded on God.
Yes.
And on your money, in God we trust.
Yes.
And I realized the church of Jesus Christ in this country is closing many doors, and that is very bad. Because we just come to morning, Sunday morning service, and that's it. No weekly services. When the doors are open, we don't come. On Fridays, we don't come. And it's very bad, and I think the church must rise. It is time to rise. When the church doors are open, please, let's come in, spend an hour with God. If you don't have to go to work, come and spend an hour with God, and you go home. Hallelujah. That is the way the church will take the mantle and rule this country again. Otherwise, we will let a lot of garbage come in and destroy the fabric that has been laid by the founding fathers who believe in the sovereign God. Amen.
Amen.
He's right.
I've got a calendar back there on my desk that Bob Myers gave me. Over and over again, this country wasn't just founded under God. Remember this. This country was founded by men who believed unerringly, wholeheartedly in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Of Jesus Christ. As we sing this last hymn, if there's something that's put a need on your heart, you need that strengthening. If you need to find your way back for whatever reason, for whatever, come forward for that prayer as we sing this last hymn.
Please stand and turn to page 235.
For giving us trials and tribulations and surrounding us with trouble, that we may focus closer on you, that we may pray deeper to you, that we may seek you, so that on the other side we may glorify you. In the days to come and the moments to come, until we yet meet again, either here or, if it is your time, beyond the crystal sea, I pray a peace and a blessing and a covering to all those today and in the week to come, and grant you blessings now under the name of Jesus Christ. In the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we give it to you all now and forevermore. Amen.